Yes, ma'am.
So we decided to take hidden cameras to see what we could learn about Robert Tilton's fundraising. It led us first to the nerve center of his ministry, the company that organizes his direct mail. It's called Response Media.
Bob is doing far better than anyone knows.
Jim Moore is president of Response Media. He handles not only Tilton, but a number of big corporate accounts. We told Moore that we were media consultants for this man, Dallas Minister Ole Anthony. We asked him to show us how to start a big money ministry like Tilton's.
Give him something free. You know, we ought to mail you the latest copy of X and get the name and address.
No.
New names is the key. New names, just I think. New names.
We learned that once people give you their names, it's easy to keep them on the hook. You mail them something with a gimmick in it.
First of all, when you send an item in it, it gets their attention. That's number one.
Tilton sends out an avalanche of things he asks viewers to send back to him. Miracle prayer cloths he promises to touch and place upon an altar. Cords he says he'll place on a wall of deliverance. Arrows he'll use to take aim at a sufferer's needs. A tracing, place your hand there and he'll put his hand there too. There's holy water from the River Jordan, miracle anointing oil. Though Moore said some of the items come from that holy place, Taiwan. The letters accompanying the items are written by ghostwriters to pressure followers to write back and make donations, too. Does it work? People send them in by the truckloads. It's a great marketing scheme.
There's a feeling of obligation to send it back.